USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge in Florida ordered the government to release by noon on Friday a redacted version of the affidavit detailing evidence that led to the search of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Former U.S. Assistant Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Andy McCarthy, tells Fox News, a lot of things we're dealing with here are strange.
It's a very unusual situation. In a normal criminal case, the government does the searches and makes arrests at the same time because it's the same standard. It's probable cause that a crime got committed. This is the unusual case where they've done a search in the middle of an investigation.
California approved regulations banning the sale of new gas-powered cars and trucks by 2035. The state doing it because they believe it will help with climate change. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is back above 5.5%. It now comes out to an average of 5.55% for the week ending Thursday. It's a jump of more than 0.4% in just 1 week. Despite the increase, Freddie Mac's chief economist says it's possible there are potential home buyers who are ready to make a move. Folks in central and southern Mississippi are continuing to deal with heavy flooding. Cars, homes, and entire neighborhoods are underwater. There have been more than 100 water rescues, among them daycare centers, along with dozens of nursing home residents. Wednesday was the state's third straight day of rain. More than 5 million people remain under flood watches Thursday, as some areas in the state are getting up to 12 inches of rain in a single day. The National Weather Service saying they do not expect the storm to pass until Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As illegal immigrants continue to enter the United States, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is sending more busloads to New York City and Washington, D.C. Maverick County, Texas Deputy Constable Frank Bowles tells Fox and Friends that about 3,000 illegal immigrants arrive every single day.
The numbers they're seeing in New York is nothing to what we're seeing here.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams vowed to help any illegal immigrant who arrives in New York while accusing Abbott of using humans as props to send a political message. As a drought continues on the West Coast, more bones are showing up at Lake Mead.
The Clark County Coroner has identified human remains discovered at Lake Mead in Nevada during the spring. Thomas Ernt of Las Vegas drowned on August 2, 2002. The identification was based on investigative information, DNA analysis, and reports from the original incident. Kayakers discovered the skeletal remains in Colville Bay, that's on the north side of the lake. Police and park officials determined the death was not suspicious. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Oklahoma carried out the execution of death row inmate James Coddington. The State Department of Corrections saying Coddington was executed by lethal injection Thursday morning at the state penitentiary in McAllister. He was sentenced to die for the 1997 beating death of 73-year-old Albert Hale. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.